Morning, church. It's good to be here this morning. It's good to see everybody. We want to do a special welcome for any visitors that we have with us this morning. We're glad that you're here. This morning, I'm excited we get to celebrate our college graduates that are graduating this May. And so we're proud of each of them. We're excited for them and looking forward to getting to celebrate them this morning. I'm going to open us up in prayer and then Quincy will be up here to lead us in worship this morning. So if you would please bow with me. God, we thank you for another Sunday morning that we get to come together and praise you, worship your name, learn from your word, fellowship with one another. God, I pray that you'll be with us this morning as we do that. Pray that you'll be with David as he brings us a lesson this morning. Be with Quincy as he leads us in worship. And God, I pray that as we celebrate our college graduates this morning, that they can leave here feeling loved, feeling proud of the accomplishments that they've made, feeling like they have a family behind them here at Graham Street that is supporting them, and will continue to pray for them wherever you lead them to next. God, we're thankful for each of them. We're thankful for the time that we've gotten to have with them over the last 4 more years. And we just pray abundant blessings for each of them as they go out into whatever journey you have for them. God, we thank you for the many ways that you've blessed us. We want to praise you for that right now, Lord. And God, we pray all of these things in your son's name. Amen.
Good morning. This morning's song selection had the college kids in mind, so let's just sing right out together. We shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne. With humble hearts into his presence, we bring an offering of song. Glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed, and at the end of our journey, we shall bow down on bended knee, and with the angels up in heaven, we'll sing the song of victory. Glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed. Glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed.
If you would, please be standing for these next two songs.
I stand to praise you, but I fall to my knees. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak. Light the fire in my soul, fan the flame. Lord, you know where I've been, so light the fire in my heart again. feel your arms around me as the power of your healing begins. Your spirit moves right through me like a mighty rushing wind. Light the fire in my soul, fan the flame, make me whole. Lord, you know where I've been, so light the fire in my heart again. So light the fire in my soul, fan the flame, make me whole. Lord, you know where I've been, so light the fire in my heart again. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
Please be seated. This next song will be our song before communion this morning.
Your only Son, no sin to hide, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the Lamb of God. Your gift of love they crucified. They laughed and scorned him as he died. The humble king they named a fraud and sacrificed the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the Holy Lamb of God. O wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. I was so lost, I should have died, but you have brought me to your side to be led by your staff and rod, and to be called a Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the Holy Lamb of me in His precious blood. My Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the Holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in His precious blood. My Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. If
you did not get a communion cup this morning, we'll have two young gentlemen come around and pass them out. Please pray with me. Dear God, as we come before you today, I just want to thank you for allowing us to gather here and take this offering in your name, Lord. And thank you for allowing us to be a part of the body of Christ and just worshiping you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please pray with me. Dear God, as we come before you again, thank you for what all you've done for us outside of our body of Christ and keeping us safe and keeping us and sheltering us from evil, Lord. And allow us to know that others need you too, Lord, and that we're here to spread the word for you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, Graham Street. All right, during this next song, we'll do our children's giving like always, and then our young ones will be dismissed for children's church up in the loft. Oh, Lord, prepare me to be sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. It was you, Lord, who sent the Savior, heart and soul, Lord, to every man. It is you, knows our weakness. You refine us with your own hand. Oh Lord, prepare me to be sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. All right. Right now we'll do our meet and greet. We do have a new member, Tim Childress, I believe was his name. But he is not here today. He couldn't make it. But I was going to go ahead and announce that. You can see he's the guy with his dog that sits in the back usually, so Miss Dora. So, all right, meet and greet. Find somebody that you don't know and welcome them.
love the Lord Messiah deep down in my heart. I love the Lord Messiah deep down in my heart.
I'm singing, it's a deep, deep, and it's a down, down,
it's a deep down in my heart.
I'm singing, it's a deep, deep, and it's a down, down,
it's a deep down in my heart. I love to sing His praises deep down in my heart. I love to sing His praises deep down in my heart.
Singing, it's a deep, deep, and it's a down,
down,
it's a
deep down in my heart.
Yeah.
Deep,
and it's a down,
down, it's a deep down in my heart. I love my Christian family deep down in my heart. I love my Christian family deep down in my heart.
Singing, it's a deep,
deep,
and it's a down,
down, it's a deep down in my heart.
So yeah, it's a deep,
deep,
and
it's a down, down,
it's a
deep down in my heart. I love the Lord Messiah deep down in my heart. I love the Lord Messiah deep down in my heart.
Singing, it's a
deep,
deep,
and
it's a down, down,
it's a deep down in my heart.
Yeah,
deep,
deep, and it's a
down,
down,
it's a deep down in my heart.
Singing, it's a
deep,
deep,
and it's a down, down, it's a deep down in my heart.
Yeah,
deep, deep, and it's a down, down, it's a deep down in my heart.
I hate to break up good fellowship, but let's try to make our way back to our seats. All right, this song will be before David's sermon this morning, so sing right out. There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted skies with heavenly hue and framed the worlds with His great mind. There is a God, He is alive. In Him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. There was a long, long time ago the prophets heard. He is the God that we should know, who speaks from His inspired word. There is a God, He is alive. In Him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. Our God whose Son upon a tree a life was willing there to give, that He from sin might set man free and evermore with Him could live. There is a God, He is alive. In Him we live and we survive.
And we survive.
From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. Please be seated.
Good morning, church.
It's good to see everybody. I always look forward to when we can honor our college graduates. I think this is a very special day. And can I have the next slide, please? I don't have my thing today, so, you know. Oh, we're going to see a video of the mission trip. And some of you have seen this before, but I want you to watch for our team as it comes up, okay? If you didn't recognize all those people, several of them were our campus ministry students, and some of them are our graduating students that you will be honoring today. And this was the tornado help trip that we took to Bowling Green, Kentucky, and they did an amazing job. They learned some skills, some of them that they had not used before or even knew that they had the possibility of using, and they did a great job. They learned that, you know, in measuring and hammering and tightening and all of that, it's all in the way you hold your mouth. Did you notice that? Yeah? Oh, yeah? Okay. So they did a great job, and we're so excited about them. I'm so proud of this group. It's a special group. And Taylor asked me to say a few things about our campus ministry before we officially congratulate them. So I'm gonna do that. And I love talking about campus ministry. I have a passion for it. I've tried in every congregation that I've served to be involved in campus ministry. And it's such an important part of the life of the church. And it's such an important part of missions. through the possibility of international work in campus ministry, we can reach the whole world. We have an opportunity to be a part of students as they're forming the next stage of their life, and they take that wherever they may go afterwards. So, thank you. Thank you. All right. Jim knew I would be lost without this, so he wanted to get to me. So thank you so much for being here today to help them be honored. If you have your Bibles, you may want to look with me in this passage in Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19, Paul's usual custom in going to a city would be to start at the synagogue. And the reason for that is that he would go where there were people who knew his God, who knew the Old Testament scriptures, and he would start there, and then he would go to other places in the city to teach. When he got to Ephesus, he did the same thing. Look in verse 8 of Acts 19. And he entered the synagogue and for 3 months spoke boldly, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God. But when some became stubborn and continued in unbelief, speaking evil of the way before the congregation, he withdrew from them and took the disciples with him, reasoning daily in the hall of Tyrannus. Now, Tyrannus, the hall of Tyrannus, was like the college in Ephesus. It was a lecture hall in the college. And so he took the message from the synagogue, where they were many people rejecting what he was saying, and he went to the college in town, and he began to teach there in the lecture hall in Ephesus. And notice what it says, and this continued for 2 years, so that all the residents of Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. So he goes to the synagogue, his usual place to go, where people knew God and knew the scriptures, and over, people kept rejecting. But then he took the message to the university in town, and he began to teach there. And he was able to continue to do that for 2 years while he remained in Ephesus. And the scripture says that in that 2 years, everyone got a chance to hear the message of God's word because of what he was doing through that university. Using our universities as a place to be able to help people understand that we have a great God. And there's a great message of hope in the gospel. Gives us an opportunity to reach the whole world. And we have such a wonderful opportunity here in Stephenville with Tarleton State University. But there are also people in our crowd today who represent other universities, because we have students from this congregation who go to other universities in Texas and beyond. And all of those places are great places to share the message of Jesus with others. And I'm so proud of this group of students that we have with us this morning. And we have many more who are involved in the campus ministry that are not members of our congregation, but they're a part of our campus ministry on campus. And they have a part in helping us to do these things that we're talking about today. So let me just quickly tell you a few things that connect with what we're doing and how it connects with the campus ministry. This is our mission statement. Three words, really simply: rooted, growing, and reaching. That's what we want to do as a church. We use the tree as an analogy to what we're trying to do. It comes from the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, but this is a way to summarize it: rooted, growing, and reaching. We want people to be rooted in the Word. And what we mean by the Word of God is both Jesus as the incarnate Word of God, the living Word of God who came into this world, rooted in that Word of God, but also rooted in the Word of God, Scripture. Secondly, we want people to be growing, to become Christ-like, and to bear the fruit of the Spirit. And then we want them to be reaching upward to God, inward to the church family, the church, and outward to share God's glory with others who are not a part of it. That's pretty simple. But that's also something that applies greatly to what we're doing with Texans for Christ through our campus ministry. We want to help students to be rooted and growing and reaching. We want to help them to find their roots in the Lord Jesus Christ, to find their roots in the Word of God, to be able to understand and develop and own their own faith. You know, for many people who come to the campus, they're coming with their parents' faith. They may even not be sure about whether they really believe their parents' faith. Or they're coming from their church background, whatever it may be. But that's not maybe their own faith. They haven't quite found that yet. And we want to take this opportunity, as much as they're willing to let us, whether they're a part of our church family or just an extended part of, through our campus ministry, we want to give them a chance to own their own faith, to discover that faith and to own it and to grow in it. We also want them to grow in becoming Christ-like in character and in bearing the fruit of the Spirit. We want them to be different from the world. We want people to be able to see something different about them that makes others want to know why they're different in a good way, and to imitate that Christ-like character in the world. And then we want to help them as students to be constantly in a mindset that God is present all the time. That worship is not just about coming together in assembly and singing songs and doing the rituals of the church. But worship is a lifestyle. Worship is something that you live in all the time. And that they can know that their God is ever present and always listening, ready to hear their cry for help. We want them to reach inward to a body of believers who will support them and love them and support them as they go through the difficulties that they may face in life and be there for them. But we also want them to reach outward so that others might get to know the blessings that they have discovered in Christ. So here's some of the things that I see are at the core of what we're trying to do as a church family. As I've preached for a series of lessons recently, we want to have an intergenerational family ministry. We want all generations to work together for a common goal of being this rooted, growing, and reaching. We want to help each other, generation to generation, be able to continue to bear that fruit as a church family. So one of the things that we will try to do as we go forward with our campus ministry, the Texans for Christ, we will specifically try to be engaged in trying to be a supportive family for them. Some of these young people are away from home, a long distance away from home, and they need a church family. They need a home away from home. Some of them come from great church ministries, and they miss being involved in their church family. And we want to be a church family for them while they're away from their church family. But there will also want to be a church family for people who maybe have never had a church family. They're looking for that support and for that encouragement, a place that they can feel at home. And we want to be a church family for people who need a church family. And many students find that it's easy not to be engaged in church. We want to be such a supportive church family that it's not easy to ignore this church family. That they want to be a part of it. This is the place to be. This is a place to belong because you find the support and the encouragement that you need. But we also want those who are engaged with us to be helping us and serving our community and fellow students. We want them to help teach our classes and be engaged in modeling Christ for our children in the congregation. We want them to feel like this is a place where they belong and they serve Christ here. One of the campus ministry benefits that I've got to be a part of in my ministry was for 10 years I was engaged in doing work in China. And that came from reaching out to a young Chinese professor who was working, doing his doctoral work in Los Angeles. And I was doing some work with several students who, although they were able to speak the English language, they were able to write technically the English language, they were struggling in writing their papers and so forth. And so I would work in kind of a tutoring role and helping different ones to write. And I found myself engaged with this young man who wanted to know more about the Bible. I'd received a call that he had asked around about, is there some place that he could continue the Bible study that he had started? And that it had been started with someone who was from the Church of Christ. And so they asked me if I would be willing to study with him. And I said, great. Now, I'll be honest with you. I didn't put a lot of, you know, stock in it. I frankly had, I thought, you know, I've had this come up before, and a student will say, oh, yeah, I want to study the Bible, but then they never show up, you know, or something like that. So I gave him a call, and I said, hey, would you like to study the Bible? And he said, oh, yeah, I'd love to. I started this Bible study, and I just got started it when I had to move to another campus, and I'd love to be involved in doing that. And I said, set up a time, and we began to study the Bible together. Well, over a period of time, he became a believer. He was an atheist up until the time he started studying the Bible. And over a period of time, he began to believe in God. He began to believe in Jesus Christ. And he began to believe in the message of hope that's found in the salvation of Jesus' sacrifice for us. It was such a joy to be able to baptize him into Christ. And as he continued his studies, he began to dream dreams that I thought, wow, that can't happen. There's no way that can happen. He said, I want to go back to China, and I want to share what I have found here with my students there when I go back to teach. And I want to do it legally. In my country, it's against the law. But I want to do it in such a way that even the government cannot stop me. And I thought, how in the world will he do that? And so he began to work on this plan and pulled me into it. He said, let's go back to China and let's present this. Let's go to Beijing and let's present this to the Ministry of Education. I said, okay. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. But as we went back, we began to talk to different universities, and finally we worked our way up to going right to the government over the whole education system in China and saying, we believe as China's trying to get into the World Trade Organization, as it's trying to get the Olympics in China, we believe what it needs to do is show itself as wanting to know about Western culture. We believe it's vital to understand what are the values of that culture and why it is what it is. Because if you're going to be trading with them, you're going to share education together, if you're going to be involved in athletics together, you need to better understand. And there needs to be some kind of cross-cultural exchange to where we can better understand one another's cultures. And what better place to do that than in the education system? And through a lot of prayer, through a lot of negotiation, we found a university to start it in Wuhan. And in that, we set up a research center. And God gave us, opened the door for us to be able to share about our Western culture and explain how Christianity was such a vital part of the values of the Western culture. Now, I was able to go over to China and lecture freely without any obstacles, to share in that educational environment about our Western culture and how it was influenced by Christianity and how it was a backdrop of the values that we held so precious in the United States. And the relationships we built with people that wanted to know more and ask questions and so forth. And it wasn't a situation where we tried to force anything on anyone. It was in an educational exchange that was valued in that country. And for 10 years, God let that door be open for us to do that. And eventually, materials that were published by that research center traveled throughout all of China into university libraries. And it's still present there to this day. Hundreds, maybe thousands of people came to faith in Jesus. The reason it was able to happen in a place where it is against the law to evangelize is because of the understanding of the value of educational exchange. We have an open door of opportunity in being able to help the campus ministry. This church has a special place in being able to spread the message of God's will. The students that we have in front of us today will go to various places in the United States, some to various places in the world. They will take with them the values and the understandings that they have received here at Tarleton State University and other campuses where they may study. They will take with them that information, that communication, and it will have the potential of helping people who do not believe in our God, or people who have not formed a relationship with Jesus Christ, or people who have not found a church family. They will have an influence on those lives because there is a value in that educational exchange. We need to be excited, church, about the opportunity that we have to be a part of that, to be a piece of that puzzle. God has put this mosaic of the world being brought into the kingdom of God. And part of that piece of Graham Street Church of Christ and Tarleton State University makes up that big picture. We're part of that. Without that piece, that picture is not complete. And we're doing something about completing that picture. And we need to be excited about that. We need to be praying about that. We need to be encouraging these students. We need to be helping them find a church family home here and helping them to understand the value of what they have. And we need to receive from them as contributing partners with us in doing things that we can't do and helping us do what we do better, because they're part of our family. Today, you're not just congratulating some students who happen to be at a little building down at Tarleton and Ollie. You're congratulating people who have made a decision to put a high value on one of the most creative and inventive ways to get the message of Jesus Christ into the entire world. Starting with the day that Paul used this approach in Acts 19, it has continued every year since then, and hundreds of thousands of millions of people maybe have been brought to Christ through this means. Don't just congratulate them for being graduates. Congratulate them for the values that they've taken to heart that models Jesus Christ in the world. Congratulate them for being bold statements in an environment that is growing less and less Christian in our world, to stand up for Christ, to stand up for what really counts, to let people know that there is a better way to live, there is a more fulfilling way of life than what you're trying. Congratulate them for that as well, because we have reason to be proud of these young people. They're not only willing to set their spring break fun aside to go help people that were blown away in a tornado in Bowling Green, Kentucky. They stand up every day on that college campus for what they believe in. Their character is different from the others because they believe in the values of being Christ-like and being filled with the fruit of the Spirit. Congratulate them, because they are the men and the women of the future that will change the world. Will you bow with me in prayer, please? Our Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me this time to be able to speak from the heart about something I believe in. I am so impressed with these young people, these young adults, these men and women who will go into the world and they'll make a difference. I'm so impressed with the work that Taylor and Whitney have been doing through the campus ministry. I'm so impressed with the idea that this church, sometime in the past, made a decision that they were going to spend time and money and effort in this ministry, and that it's continued to this day. I thank you this morning for Dr. Hurley and our audience, the president of Tarleton State University, that he is not only concerned about the well-being of Tarleton State University, but every student that is a part of that body, that student body there, and that these opportunities for growth, for the value of education, for the communication of standards and values that are above the rest. I thank you for his work in that. I thank you for every teacher, every professor, every person that works in administration at that college. I'm so grateful for the impact that they're having on our community and now is spreading all over the world. May that influence spread in the world with that coloring of Jesus Christ, that the world might better know what we believe in because of the change it makes in our lives, that there really is something different about being a child of yours. Thank you, Father. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand as we sing another song?
How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears, and words cannot express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirits sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love. So listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had 1,000 years, Lord, I would still run out of time. If you listen to my heart, every beat will say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirits sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love. So listen to our heart. So listen to our hearts. Hear our spirits sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love. So listen to our hearts.
Please be seated.
Before we announce each of our graduates, I want to take a moment and just say thank you to Quincy for your song leading. The singing has been beautiful this morning up here at the front. I want to thank y'all for singing out, but it's just almost been giving me goosebumps. And then thank you, David, for your lesson. And church, I just want to thank y'all for the different ways that you have been family to our college students and the ways that you have brought them in and made them feel at home, away from home. Many of you were students yourself at one time. In fact, I wanted to really, really quickly, if you are a Tarleton alum, if you would just take moment to just stand real quick. I just want to kind of see, I know there's several of us in the auditorium, including myself, and we can. There's some upstairs that y'all can't see. But I think that right there is one of the greatest testimonies we can give to how this church has been a family church to college students over the years. And just as Graham Street, for many of you while you were in college, was your church home and was a family to you, I just ask that you continue to help this church feel like home for our college students year in and year out. I think sometimes we forget the opportunity that we have just down the street and how many, especially now, how many students we have coming into Stephenville on a yearly basis and how easy it is for us to just walk just a few blocks that way and be able to share the gospel with them and the difference that it could make, not just in our community while they're here or for those that stay here after they graduate, but for those who graduate and then go to other places, like David was saying, and can take the gospel with them. And so such a great opportunity, something obviously Whitney and I are passionate about, that you can see David is passionate about, and we have so many in our church that are passionate about reaching college students and that have continued to support this ministry, and we're thankful for that. This morning, I'm excited to honor our May graduates. This is a group of students, if you think about it, what they've been through in the last couple of years, the stuff that they have had to persevere through, that has just been unprecedented. You think about how difficult it can be as a college student to persevere through the normal struggles of being a college student and earning that degree, but then add COVID to the mix, add, you know, not being able to be on campus or be in the classroom or see people face to face, having to wear a mask almost anywhere you go once you do get to come back to face to face instruction. And so they've been through a lot, but each of them continued to push through, continued to lean on their faith, and reached this goal. And so we're extremely, extremely proud of each of them and their accomplishments. And we're excited to get to celebrate with each of you graduates this morning. As I call your name, if you would make your way to the front, just you don't have to go, come up on the stage, but just right up here where Whitney's at. She's going to hand you a gift from the college ministry, and then I'll ask if you will just stay up here until everyone is called forward, and then we're going to have a special prayer blessing for each of you before you can return to your seats. All right, so we'll start with Camry Ashmore. Camry is graduating from Tarleton with a degree in English with certification and a minor in agricultural communication. Her future plans are to begin her master's in curriculum and instruction in English at Tarleton starting this summer. Her favorite memory from Tarleton was wrapping the trees during Mayfeet in her freshman year, and then also as part of the campus ministry, she says that Texans for Christ has given her some of her best friends, has given her leadership skills, and a deeper love for Christ. She says her favorite memory of Texans for Christ would be going on the mission trips to Ruidoso and more recently to Kentucky. Camry's favorite scripture is Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, which says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Camry Ashmore. Next, we have Bailey Buchanan. Bailey's getting her degree in agricultural services and development. Her future plans are to help the next generation become leaders. She says there's too many good memories to choose from as part of the campus ministry, but probably knowing Whitney and Taylor always being there for her would be a memory that she has. I didn't tell her to say that. Her favorite scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, which says, "If I speak in the tongues of men or angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship, that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing." Bailey Buchanan. our next graduate is Brooke Chafin, and I don't think she's able to be here this morning. She's not here, right? Yeah, she was not feeling well, and so she's not able to join us this morning, but she is getting her degree. It's her master's degree in mathematics. Her future plans are to move back to her home state of Tennessee and to get a job as an analyst. Her favorite memory of her time here at Tarleton was when her former roommate Brandy and her went to Yale Bingo at the first homecoming that she was here at Tarleton and was able to sit with several other Texans for Christ people, and she said that they just had a blast. And her favorite scripture is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lay down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our next graduate is Quentin Cruz. Quentin is getting his degree in mechanical engineering with a minor in electrical engineering. His future plans are to begin to transition into a job relevant to his degree. He says his favorite memory is a fall retreat, and his favorite scripture is Romans 8, verse 18. It says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Quentin Cruz. Our next graduate is Allison Diven. Allison is getting her degree in interdisciplinary studies with a concentration in elementary education. Her future plans are to get a teaching job at a school somewhere around Stephenville. She said she would love to teach second grade or below. Her favorite memory as a Tarleton student is the bonfire. And her favorite scripture is Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, which reads, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Allison Diven. Our next graduate, she was also not able to come back home this weekend, but is Lisa Jones. Lisa's getting her degree in fine arts with a concentration in drawing and a minor in theatrical costume design. For her future plan, she says if she has any say in it, she wants to be working as a costume designer in the theater or film industry as soon as possible after I graduate. After she graduates, sorry. Really good at this. It's my dream. It's her dream to. It's her dream goal to work in designing the iconic fashion that gives so many famous characters all their spotlight. She says her favorite memory while attending Stephen F. Austin State University would be the day that her and her roommate and best friend went with a volunteer group to clean gravestones in one of the old cemeteries in Nacogdoches. She says giving some care to those markers of forgotten souls and leaving fresh flowers for them was just a humbling task that she took on happily and just enjoyed serving that way. And her favorite scripture, she says, is John chapter 1, verse 5, which reads, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Lisa Jones. Our next graduate is Jordan McCain. Jordan is getting her master's in mathematics, and her future plans are to teach mathematics at Tarleton State University. Her favorite memory is the retreats and mission trips that we've gone on. She says her favorite scripture is Proverbs chapter 27, verse 19, which reads, as water reflects the faith, so one's life reflects the heart. Jordan McCain. Next, we have Morgan Montgomery. Morgan is getting her master's in kinesiology with a focus on sport administration. Her plans is to begin teaching and coaching, start her career there. Her favorite memory, she says, on our trip to Kentucky last summer to see the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum. She said that was definitely her favorite trip with Texans for Christ. The long van ride and questionable hotels can't overshadow the last friendships and memories that were made. You can ask her about the hotel experience. Her favorite scripture is Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, which reads, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned." Morgan Montgomery. And then last but not least, we have Allison Ray. Allison is getting her degree in special education. Her future plans are to be an early childhood special education teacher for 3- and 4-year-olds. Her favorite memory, she says, is our spring break trip to New Mexico. She said it was a blast getting to just be in fellowship for a week. It was also a memorable time because we all found out spring break was going to be extended, not knowing how long the spring break would actually be. That was a crazy time. And she said she also really enjoyed the virtual Bible studies we were able to do during COVID. Her favorite scripture is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, which reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight." Allison Ray. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, Paul writes, "Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well." And that's a verse that Whitney and I have tried to shape our ministry after. And for each of you graduates, I hope that's something that you've felt as you've come through our ministry, as you've been here at Graham Street, that this is a place that has felt like home, that you've always been welcome, and that we've shared our lives with you as we've tried to sort of represent the gospel to you in the way that we live. I also hope you know that you'll always be welcome here at Graham Street, always be welcome in Whitney and I's home, that you'll always have a reason to come back and visit, and that you'll always have people here that are praying for you and that believe in you. I've no doubt that each of you are going to do great things, not only because I can see the ways that God has gifted each of you, but I can also tell you and promise you and know that God continues to be with you as you go on to whatever is next. And so we're proud of you. We love you. And today we want to celebrate you and the amazing accomplishment and milestone that you are achieving. I'm going to ask one of our elders, Hubert Collier, to come forward, and he's going to lead us in a prayer of blessing for our graduates. If anybody would like to come forward and surround our graduates as we pray over them, I also want to invite you all to come forward at this time, too.
We'll give you a minute if you'd like to come forward and be with them. If you would pray with me. Our merciful, loving, and kind Heavenly Father, we're thankful, God, for the time we have this morning to worship you, to honor you, and to take a moment this morning to honor these graduates. We're thankful, God, for their lives. We're thankful for the people, for the influences that they have had in their lives, for their parents, their grandparents, and others who have supported them and brought them to this place where they are, to the teachers that they have had throughout their education and here lately at the university. We pray, God, that they will take these godly influences, that they will continue to grow, to mature as your children, that they will be an ever stronger light for you wherever, God, you lead them in their paths throughout life. We're thankful for the time that we have had to share with them. And we pray, God, that as they go forward, that the decisions they make, the choices in life and for careers and for associations and just the day-to-day decisions, as well as the life-changing decisions they have to make, that they always look to you, to look to your word for their guidance. May they ever be thankful for you, for your love, for your mercy, for your son. And we pray, God, that they might use the adversities that they've been through the last couple of years to help them to be ever stronger, to be ever more compassionate, to be wiser, and to be better servants for you. Again, we are so thankful for them. We pray, God, that you might continue to bless them, and may they always feel your presence, and may they always look back on these days and with encouragement and with strength, and to know that they now have the opportunity to be the blessing to others as people have been a blessing to them in their lives. We're thankful, God, for your love, your mercy, and we pray, God, that one day we might all graduate through your love and through your son to be a home with you forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, as they're finding their seat, can we give one more round of applause for all of our graduates?
I want to thank everyone for the singing. We're going to have this song. It may sound familiar. We will have an elder close us out, and then we'll dismiss with one more song at the end. Sing right out. Oh, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, teach your children to stop the fighting, start uniting all as one. Let's get together, loving forever, sanctuary for you. You were the one, Lord, who sent the Savior, heart and soul, Lord, for our land. It is you, Lord, who knows our weakness. You refine us with your own hand. So, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary.
Let me quickly give you a reminder, and then Craig's going to do a reminder, and then we'll turn it over to Jim and lead us in prayer. And we've got some important things to pray about. Let me remind you that Thursday is the National Day of Prayer. If you go to our online newsletter, we have the complete schedule. Each hour of the day on Thursday is at a different prime location in our community to be praying from. And you can gather with the people at those locations and pray. One of those is Tarleton State University. So we appreciate you doing that. And the other thing I want to remind you about is this is a critical day for voting. You know, if you're a minister is not supposed to tell you how to vote, so I won't tell you how to vote. I'll just say that I am joining with Doug Savine in praying for you to make the right vote. Okay? So, thank you.
I
One other brief announcement. This Saturday, the men's prayer breakfast is at 8 o'clock. Following that, at 9 in the morning on Saturday, May 7th, we'll meet in the parking lot over here to go and retrieve the items from storage that are going to be sold in the basic needs garage sale. If you have a truck or a trailer and are able to lift small things and big things, we could use the help. Last time we had about 15 or 20 people, and it took, I think, less than an hour and a half to get it all done. So many hands make light work. If you can fit it into your schedule, Saturday morning about 9 o'clock right here in the parking lot, the storage units just south of Tarleton. So not a long trip, shouldn't take a long time if we can get enough people to show up and help.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Taylor, for the recognition. David, thanks you for the lesson. Quincy, thank you for the songs. Thank you for everyone. Graduates, thank you for what you've time you spent here. We're excited for your new future and your things to come, and hope everything is great for y'all. I want to bring forth some prayer requests, and I got some other recognition things to do. First off, we got a message about Don Jones. I think somebody y'all had heard maybe earlier in the weekend he was doing better. I think that's taken a turn now. So they're not, it's not real pleasant looking, but we're going to continue to pray for Don and the family and see if the doctors can do anything with that, but we'll pray for that. We also have some others. Kenneth Wiley had, I believe it was hip surgery. Fred Alvord continues to work toward his getting his knee reinstalled, and Linda Powell is waiting to get some things done to have her surgery. Peggy Glover has knee surgery coming up. Don Parker has had some surgery for some skin cancer stuff, and so we want to be able to pray for him and the things that would go on with that. There's lots of others. There's a long list in the bulletin. Please keep all those in memory. Besides TSU graduates, you know, they're coming up not only on finals this week, so do good. but high school graduates are, you know, closing in on the end of their year. Want to remember them. Promotion Sunday is in a couple of weeks, so just remember that we'll do that. And also, I think a week from Wednesday, the KinderCare kids are doing their graduation, so we need to remember all those groups. So just remember that. About the TSU grads, there's some of them. I don't know that I've seen all this graduation group, but they'll probably be glad not to be hearing me say out front saying the menu today is. So anyway, but we want to thank all the people, the ladies that helped serve those meals, prepare those meals, and all the churches that helped go support that. Lots of people contribute to the overall T4C stuff that happens. So let's go to our God in prayer, and let's have a great week. Dear Father, thank you for all the blessings you give us. Thank you for the opportunities you give us to serve. Thank you that we're able to serve the Tarleton campus and the Texans for Christ. Help us to continue to support the students that are leaving, and help us to continue to support the new students that are coming in. Dear Father, help us to also support our youth and our high school graduates at all the different high schools. Help us to also support all of the youth as they round out another year of school. And help us to support them and their futures. Dear Father, we want to remember these that we've brought up in prayer. There's many others, but specifically we want to pray for Don Jones. Help the doctors guide their hands. Help them to do what they can with Don and to help him to be able to do things he'd like to do. Please be with the family. Give them comfort. Give them the things that they need. Also be with the others that have surgeries upcoming, or have had surgeries. Help them to heal. Help the doctors to help them take care of those things. Want to continue to remember everything we do. Bless the staff and ministers here. Help them to do with the work that they're doing. Help basic needs. Please help us to support the things that they're trying to get done, as well as celebrate recovery and some other items that we do. Dear Father, thank you for everything. Bless us as we go through this next week. Help us to surround people and to be a light shining for you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please be standing for Quincy's last song.
Thank you again for all the singing. It's been awesome. Let's sing right out on this last song.
Over all the earth you reign on high, every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But my one request, Lord, my only aim, is that you'd reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams in my darkest hour. You are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again, over every thought, over every word. May my life reflect the beauty of my Lord, 'cause you mean more to me than any earthly thing. So won't you reign in me again, Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams in my darkest hour. You are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? You are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again?
Have a blessed week.